Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
To the board, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. We start out with the aforementioned Kurt Cignetti, number 3, Oregon, number 7, Indiana. Oregon is now down to a 7.5-point favorite. This opened 10.5. This is 3:30 on CBS. You have a play. I have a lean. Go ahead.
Huge home edge, Autzen. Lanning is 21-1 at home, but we don't care about winning. You have to cover a spread. 14-7-1 against the number. And against ranked teams at home, 7-1 against the spread. Indiana, are they better than last year? I happen to think they are, but I can't get the idea of them getting popped by OSU and Notre Dame out of my head. I give the edge on the line of scrimmage, the quarterback, the coach, the environment. I'm going to lay 7.5. It's coming down for a reason. Give me Oregon.
See, I was actually on the other side. I just don't like where the number's gone to. I don't know that Oregon has an advantage. When you dig into Mendoza and his numbers, what if 6:30 on Saturday, whether we watch this thing together or not, would you be surprised if you walked away with Mendoza's the best quarterback in America?
I'm not expecting it. So yeah, I'd be surprised.
Okay. I guess for me is he's awesome and there's less babysitting going on, meaning I love Dante and I love the growth and I love what I'm seeing, but there's a lot more game management than there is what Mendoza's doing. Here's the other thing. Both of these teams struggle at the same thing, which is neither are great at stopping the run. And neither team forces field goals. Like if you get to the 40, you're scoring a touchdown. So my lean was actually on the total. Now, again, I said I've been ice cold the last 2 weeks on totals. Jim, I like over 55 and a half here. I just feel like there won't be a lot of field goal kicking going on. I have no argument with you about Oregon. You know I love what they're doing. And for Indiana, I don't view it that they're getting stopped. Oregon still has a lot of young kids on that defense. So I actually like the over here.
Yeah, but don't you come away. We at least saw Oregon play in Happy Valley. And until late when Penn State wore them down, Indiana was Oregon was suffocating on defense for most of that game. Like there's just a difference. Like there's a blue chip caliber athlete on Oregon that doesn't exist on Indiana. Even if they're schematically really good at IU,
That's why I'm staying away from the side, brother. For me, it was the total. Plus, we know Dan Lanning will rub it in. We know Cignetti will rub it in. Either coach is up, they're putting pedal down.
And the other coach, specifically Indiana trailing, they're not going to give up because he is keenly aware of style points and what the margin looks like.
Yes.
I don't mind the over from that standpoint. Two offenses that are going to try to score even when they're out of it, even if they're out of it. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the over. I have no argument. If you want to take Oregon, go ahead. Look, the spread opened up 10 and a half. At that point, I may have taken Indiana, but that number's long gone. Let's go to the next game.
Before we do, can I just Mendoza question? Question. This isn't I'm not declaring anything.
Okay.
Are we sure he's as good as you're setting him up to be? I know what the numbers tell me, 16 touchdowns, one pick. I know what the Heisman odds tell me. I just want to remind people, he wasn't this guy a year ago, and they haven't played anybody this season. The only game that he really, I think, was tested was at Iowa, where he threw for 233 yards, threw his first pick of the year. He was okay. He was fine.
You're doing what you hate. Now, wait a minute, James. I'll give you don't like Old Dominion. You don't like Kennesaw. You don't like Indiana State. When people tell you, oh, well, the Lions haven't played anyone, your head explodes. So when they played number 9 Illinois and beat him 63-10, and he goes 21 of 23 for 267 with 5 touchdowns and no picks, now that means nothing? Illinois stinks?
No, you're not going to get me into this hypocrite thing. The Lions played the Ravens. That game is the one I continue to refer to. I don't cite the Lions beating the Browns as a reason why my football team is great.
I'm citing Mendoza against the top 10 opponent, went 21 of 23 for 267 with 5 touchdowns.
Hold on. Let's get back to – is Illinois, in your mind, one of the 10 best teams in America?
No.
Then don't cite them as they beat top 10 Illinois. Like, let's use what we know about Illinois.
Hey, is Illinois a ranked team?
Mike, yes, they're a ranked team, but can we use a little bit of our brain here and say they're not that good, so let's not use that as like the strength of the argument.
Who do you take on a neutral field, Illinois or Michigan?
I think I'd take I don't know. They're both two teams that are probably back half of the top 25.
Oh, boy. All right. Look,
I'm not impressed with Illinois. I'm just not. I know you were higher on in preseason than me. My whole point was Mendoza hasn't played someone. I watched Dante Moore go on the road. The better quarterbacks at Oregon. I don't think it's a debate.
Oh, man. God, I hope Mendoza outplays him.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.